dear.
So we'll get okay. this out and discuss it then.
All right then, thank
all
you.
All right, lovely.
Thank you, bye.
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 Oh dear. I hope it might be us next. I don't know. Oh dear.
See you later. You're done.
Yeah.
Looks a lot better now than what it did.
Good. Good.
Thanks. See you later.
Stops. Oh. Oh, she's talking to him, that's why, or her.
Please.
Sorry.
How's Panther doing?
Not good. I mean, he's all right.
Yeah.
But he's not looking any better.
It might be that it's going to take a bit longer to stabilize because his thyroid level was very high.
Very high, yeah. All his fur's come out underneath. He's bald. Is that a sign of his fur coming out like that?
It possibly could be associated with it.
Because
I mean, it's different hair
everywhere.
Okay. Is he...
But not on him.
Okay, let's just see what he's like. Has he... is he still weeing and pooing in weird places?
No. Well, there's one place he would do it, but I barricaded it in. But
okay.
We accidentally forgot to barricade it in one day, and he did do it there, but I barricaded it in, so
okay.
He doesn't do that now.
And he's getting the medication?
Yes, he is.
Definitely.
It is very difficult because I have to rely on other people to do it. I think probably if I could mark the syringe like with a tactile mark, I probably can do it.
Mm.
But until we get to the right dose, it's probably not really worth it.
Mm. But he's taking it.
He takes
right,
it, he just eats it on his food, yeah.
Yeah, I think they do seem to quite like the liquid. Okay, right. So let's see what his heart rate is first.
I expect it's high. Because he's. Alright.
Go on, Patrick. Hold your men, mate.
Where is he?
Okay.
Alright.
Good boy.
He doesn't smell very nice either. He just smells of like. I don't know. He gets very stressed in the car.
Looks greasy looking.
112. Right, so his heart rate's still pretty fast.
Oh, you're not going back in here.
No,
turned it the other way. I think that knot we've talked about is gone. I think all his fur's falling out. I'd have to shave him and let him start again.
Let's have a look underneath.
He's bald, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. He's still got quite a bit of hair there, you
know. He feels bald.
Yeah. Stop
it. Goodness
me. Backed
him with old
bucket.
Oh, stop it.
Oh,
he's getting nasty. He does get nasty. That's why I can't
get
the tablets.
Glands are up a bit underneath there.
What does that mean?
Well, that can be associated with sometimes with skin inflammation.
I'm all right at the minute.
Yeah.
That's something to keep an eye on, the glands, because, you know, they can get... I can get, you know, tumours of the lymph nodes as well, but I think sometimes actually you can get it with the medication, so
stop it.
He's
not happy.
No, he's not, is he? Okay, I'm not going to mess around with him too much, so I don't want to get this blood. Let's weigh him. I suspect we'll probably have to put the dose up.
Yeah, I reckon
that. What you say. But
and he's having another blood test, isn't he?
Yes, we do. That's why I decided not to.
Don't rile him too much.
Yeah. Did we use a towel last time?
No, I don't think we did. I said it. They have done in the past, but I don't think they did last time. Did they?
Kizzy's
here.
Kizzy's pretty good.
Yeah.
3.65.
Well, I mean, he's.
Oh, he's put on weight.
Has he?
Yeah. What was it? 3.29, and now it's 3.65.
Oh,
I mean, he's still skinny, but he has put on a good amount of weight, so it's possible. His heart rate's still really fast, and he's got a moment, so it's possible it could have left him with a bit of heart disease, but again, it has come down. It was 260, now it's 212. So, do you feel his appetite has dropped at all?
Maybe slightly.
Okay.
I mean, he's always worrying for food, but when I looked today, he hadn't eaten. He'd eaten. I waited while he ate the first bit that we put in, and then, but he had left a little bit, which he doesn't normally do.
Okay. Right. Well, I think let's get this blood. I can't see any evidence of any fleas or anything like that. Has he ever over-groomed before?
No. I mean, he has got matted before, and I had to bring him up here and get him shaved.
Mm. But
that
only
was
once.
That was only once, and that was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So he hasn't done anything like that before. That's one of the first things I noticed, that he was getting matted, and that he was, well, obviously, he always loses his fur in the summer. Not all of it, but a lot of it, and he feels thinner. I think they all do a bit, and then
yeah.
But when the autumn came, I noticed the fur wasn't coming back, and he was getting thinner. That's when I brought him the first time.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go and find Kizzy. I'm just going to check on the drugs as well, whether the lymph nodes going up might be
a side effect.
Yeah.
His heart rate. How much the cat's heart rate be?
I don't know.
I mean, that humans, that would be... Oh, I think he'd be dead if it was 260.
It's probably faster than ours.
Yeah, because they're smaller.
You have any work experience?
Yeah, I want to be in there.
Oh, do you? Not change your mind?
It's a lovely cat.
He was.
He still is.
Well, he's lovely, but...
Because it's so hot.
Mind you, I'm hot.
Mm.
It's probably
quite warm in here.
And he's been getting stressed out in the basket. There's plastic in there, isn't it? I know it's got lots of air vents, but.
Yeah, he has. He's born, aren't you? Sure. Oh, his nose is running. Oh. His nose is dripping.
Is it? Actually, one of them was sneezing earlier, and I don't know which one it was.
You're not Laura's daughter, are you?
No.
Only I know she was up here once. I wasn't here that day. But... Oh, he can come out of there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He can come out of there. Come on.
He's put on a bit of weight, huh?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Still, he should be a lot more than that, though. At his size, he should be a lot more than that, shouldn't he?
Yeah, what was his normal weight, do you know?
When I brought him in September, he'd lost weight. He's lost about a kilo since September.
Oh.
But, I mean, I'd say he's normally should be about 5 or 6.
Yeah,
don't you?
I think so.
Because he's never been a fat cat.
And he probably won't ever go back after that.
You can see his weight here.
What was it?
It was 4.5 and then...
Yeah.
That was must have been a few years ago.
He went down to about 3.25 and now he's back up to 3.5.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going a lot. Yeah, it's going
quite a bit since that month.
4.5, yeah.
But I think that's when he'd already lost weight. I think he probably was about 5.5 at one time. Because he's never been fat, but he's quite big really, isn't he?
Wasn't pony, was he?
No. The dog out there in the waiting room now.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
What breed is that one out there that keeps barking?
It's a poodle cross.
Oh dear.
She's got a poodle. I've got a cockapoo.
And I've got
rescued
a toy
one. Hopefully those are rescued, aren't they?
Yeah, I've got a toy poodle. He wouldn't bark if he was in here. He'd be like this. He hates it in here.
Yeah, that sounds a bit poofy.
Yeah, it does. Well, that sounds a bit like a Yorkshire Terrier. Mm. But it could be a poodle. Come on, Pizzy.
I think Laura was looking something up.
Oh, yeah, she was looking up about the tablets. Medication. That's another cat that sounds a bit like him. I can hear.
Who?
There's another cat I can hear that sounds a bit like him.
It's all brown underneath, that ginger.
I wonder why that is.
I didn't notice that before.
It might be because it was a lot thicker and you couldn't see underneath it.
Right.
Once a week since September.
Oh, I've never seen it before. I'm usually up here quite a bit.
I'm only here on Mondays.
Oh, no.
And only for like 3 hours after school.
Don't think I want to be there.
What school do you go to?
Dagwood.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Dagwood.
I'm in year 12, so first year 6 school.
Yeah.
Oh. Good really to sit in there.
Exactly. He's at the moment. He won't be when they start talking.
Pardon?
That won't be when they start putting needles in his jockey.
He wasn't too bad last week, Tom. Last week, was he?
Not well. He's been worse. When they did it in his leg.
They did it quickly.
When they did it in his leg, he had to wrap him the towel.
Oh, the first time. The last time.
Not that, yeah. And before, when he's had blood tests in the past.
Mm.
I said he's a towel job.
No. No, you're trying to trick me, aren't you? In a bundle that went out. So, not the last one, the one before that. I couldn't see what it was.
It might have been a rabbit. We just had a rabbit in and I went home.
It was somebody that was in here and went out like that.
Oh, it was a week old puppy.
Oh, I wonder what was so tiny.
Oh.
It's okay though.
Oh, was it?
It just had breathing problems, but they fixed it.
Oh, good. What kind was it?
What breed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
It's a little white.
Oh.
Short fur, maybe a... Okay. I was trying to look in the book for they certainly used to do a profile where they could check the thyroid and check the red blood cells and white blood cells as well. Well, I'm not sure whether that profile's been discontinued because I can't find it. Looking at the report, it does say rarely it can cause the lymph nodes to increase in size, so it can possibly cause changes with the red blood cells and the white blood cells. So I think, you know, sometimes, you know, the reasons why the lymph nodes might go up is, firstly, the one you'd worry about mainly would be like lymphoma, whether there's a tumour there, but sort of very commonly with skin inflammation. And possibly, you know, with this as well. So I think it would be worth checking, you know, red and white blood cells, just to make sure that they're all right.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. I suspect the dose may need to go up, but in some ways there's been a good improvement. You know, there has been a good reduction in the heart rate reduction in that.
What is the normal heart rate for a cat?
Usually I would say anywhere between sort of 160 to 180. Well, say 120 to 180, it'll go up very, very easily.
Yeah.
So once it gets to 200 plus, then it's a bit high, really. Yeah. So hers is 212, but last time was 260, which is almost as quick as you can count, really. So, right, so anyway, let's do this. We'll see.
So where if it was lymphoma, what is it? Is that like a bit like leukemia or something?
Yeah, I don't think it is because it's only slightly enlarged. But it, you know, that's one of the things that you have to keep an eye on them for. She'd be very unlucky if she got that as well. She should.
Don't insult him. He's a he. He's a he.
I'm sorry.
He might get really nasty.
I'll
die. He might do anyway.
We've had quite a day of aggressive cats today. Oh yeah. Haven't we, Laura?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Not had them like that for, I can't remember.
Were they rescued, right?
Yeah, so not belonging to a client. Yeah. Good boy.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Nice little shaver. Yeah. Beautiful green eyes.
He has got another one. He's starting, aren't they? He's pretty nice.
Laying on the chair, and he was lovely then. Oh, shut up, little dog.
I know, that is a gobby little dog.
Is it a poodle?
Oh boy. It's a Bichon-y type, yeah. Good boy.
Aww. Where's
the dog? Somewhere
wearing.
Is he swearing at
you?
Good
boy. Good boy. Oh,
so he's not formed underneath.
He's just feels it.
I'm just wondering if it could be stress related, just where he's got thyroid disease, whether it might be worth diffusing some Feliway.
What's that?
Plug-in diffuser. Oh. It's sort of got all the pheromones in it.
You see, I think the other two cats that he lives with have got fleas. I have done them,
okay,
but
They're
ferals now. We managed to get the flea thing on them. And I'm going to try and get you to come out in a couple of weeks on a Wednesday to see them too.
Okay.
But we
have this blooming thing.
You push it in and twist it.
You're doing it, so I'm not sure about that. Could
you just write the name on them? Let's...
I didn't treat him because I didn't want to do it when he was like quite weak.
Yeah.
But I haven't noticed that he doesn't scratch like they do. Well, they did.
Some scratch, some...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just... They were just constantly scratching. But they always eating rodents and things, that they need worming as well, but I can't do that. That's something you're going to have to do.
Okay.
Something to look forward to.
So, when was the last time he had his thyroid medication?
Lunchtime.
Okay, that's fine. So you're probably going to need another bottle, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. We just used the last dose.
Let's use the same size bottle for the moment, just in case it's causing any problems with the blood.
But
then obviously, you know, there's a 100ml bottle as well, so, you know.
How much is that? I dare ask?
Thank you.
£90, 72. Oh, so it would work out cheaper.
It probably would, yeah. But
30 mils are £36 something. So
but if I have the...
It would save you a bit if you did get that one.
But for now, in case we have to change it.
Yeah, because if
otherwise,
the drug isn't going to suit and it's going to cause problems, then
it's an expensive mistake.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, just for future, it would work out
cheaper
overall if you've got a bigger one.
Yeah.
But it's entirely up to you, obviously.
Yeah, I'll get that one for now.
I'm going to find a profile now. I'm going to have to put this on as the other profile with the haematology add-on. We're going to have to ring them tomorrow and see if they still do the other profile.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot find it in the book, but it was one where they literally, you know, it was all in one profile, which probably would be cheaper. So if that's the case, then we'll obviously have to adjust it and you'll be in credit probably. But we'll get those tomorrow, so we'll let you know. So keep the dose the same until you hear from us.
Okay.
I'll give you some more. I wouldn't be surprised, but as I say, I mean, it may just be he's got to put that weight on, and that's obviously going to take time.
Yeah.
So he has done quite well.
Yeah, he has, actually. I'm surprised.
And it may be that his heart rate is going to stay a bit high. You know, sometimes it drops back to normal. Sometimes it's just caused irreversible changes in the heart, and it just does leave them with a little bit of a heart condition, which at some point may affect them, but... there'd be no need to give him anything extra for that if he's okay.
He's probably is older than what we think. See, I've had him 10 years.
Well, they're never young if they get thyroid.
No, I mean, really. I've had him 10 years, so we thought he was about 2, but he could have been 5. You know what I mean? So you just don't know, do you?
Okay, so so we'll give you another bottle now.
Right, and when do you want to see him again, or does that depend on the?
Let's see what the results show. Okay. Yeah, and obviously, but if it is stress related, what I'll do is I don't see any harm in putting some feed treatment on him.
Okay. I better get some.
And then it could be sort of allergy related. It could be stress related. So with the thyroid disease, it's like their own stress levels go up anyway. So for something like that, Feliway diffusers can work very well, but you know, you don't know until you try it. So maybe you could stick the flea treatment and see what that does.
Well,
first.
I better buy some. Oh god, this is gonna cost me a fortune.
The advocate, the flea
treatment.
Okay, so he's under small cats, so did you want
It's just a pack of three, please.
Or you can just have one pet.
Oh, I'll just have one for now.
Yeah,
and then the next
you over to
the next time I'll get them for all of them. And then, because the other three have all been done.
Okay. Let's just do that then for the moment.
You couldn't put it on it now, could you?
Can you go grab me a Advocate 40? Sorry, thank you.
Just save stressing him out again when I get home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he's had enough for one day. But... All right, I'm sorry, mate.
It's a shame you lift it, doesn't it? I've got the top. You could just
put it through down there, but it doesn't. Although it has got like a thing like it should do, but I don't think it does.
No,
look.
It doesn't.
No, it's just a joint.
I was too
thinking
that it came for Cyril and Denny's. The ones that look like baby carriers, the lid came up like that. They went in there quite easily. I didn't think they were going to fit in, but they did.
He's really purring now. He thinks he's going home. You are in a minute. Can you hear him?
Was it this? Yeah, just want one pipette though, thanks. I'll just stick that on in a second.
Isn't it important thing?
Right. Okay, lovely. Okay, let me give him this and then you can take a seat while we're...
Okay.
So, right, come on then.
He said, oh no. He's still purring. I haven't really noticed it. Well,
come on.
Oh, shush.
That's it, done.
Lovely, thank you. Thanks for that. This thing's a bit.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks.
Done.
That's it, yeah.
Thank you. Alright, lovely. Okay, so we'll should be able to get you know the results tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Alright, and then I'll just sort this form out.
Alright, thank you very much. Thank you.
There we go.
How do you move on? Agent for
yeah.
Sorry. Sounds like him.
Yeah. Right, can you put this on? It's going to be
into the shadow. We had our hands full, didn't we? That's not him, it does sound like him. Him now, he sounds pathetic.
Yeah.
I think I might need to have to sit down for this.
It's still in your file, but I'm going to get the medication for you.
Okay, thanks. He's going home tonight, isn't he?
Yeah. His friend's next door in the kennel, but she's recovering from her anaesthetic, so I can't put them both together yet, so I think that's why he's barking.
Oh, he's lonely, I expect.
What's the number he's making?
She's probably thinking, oh, shut
$7.65.
I was thinking it was
go.
Okay. Right. Tell me when. You ready?
Yeah, that's all ready to go, yeah. Thank you.
Oops, thanks.
You
thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we just sit down. Okay. Where should we go?
We're running in by the door.
Mm-hmm.